From NPR West, I'm Shay Stevens. The Obama administration is expected to introduce new rules to dramatically reduce the size of bonuses given to executives and companies bailed out by the federal government. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The Treasury Department is preparing the new rules. They would cover the 25 highest-paid executives at the seven companies that received the most assistance in the form of taxpayer dollars. They are AIG, Bank of America, Citigroup, General Motors, and its finance arm, GMAC, as well as Chrysler and its finance arm, Chrysler Financial. The move would cut bonuses from last year's levels by some 90%. Ultimately, it would mean a reduction in total individual compensation of roughly 50%. The move is a response to public outrage over news of continued payment of big bonuses. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
The FBI has arrested a Boston-area man for allegedly conspiring to kill prominent U.S. politicians and attack shoppers at a mall. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
Tariq Mehana was arrested at his parents' house in Sudbury, Massachusetts, an upscale neighborhood west of Boston. Prosecutors say he and two other men had been hatching a plan to kill two politicians and possibly attack U.S. targets. Mehana, who graduated from Massachusetts College of Pharmacy in Boston, allegedly went overseas with co-conspirators, hoping to gain entry into terrorist training camps. But they were turned away. Mehana and his co-conspirators were allegedly inspired by the D.C. sniper case, in which 10 people were randomly shot in the D.C. area in 2002. So they allegedly discussed attacking a U.S. shopping mall. They abandoned the idea when they couldn't secure automatic weapons. Mehana is expected to appear in court to enter a plea October 30th. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai's chief political rival has agreed to take part in next month's runoff presidential election. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
The announcement by former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah was no surprise. He has said repeatedly that a runoff is the only way to restore credibility to the election held here in August. Earlier this week, UN-backed investigators ordered more than 1 million votes from that election to be cast out because of widespread fraud. Already, officials are taking steps to ensure ballot box stuffing and voter intimidation are kept to a minimum in the next round. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The Philadelphia Phillies have advanced to the World Series after a 10-4 thrashing by the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. The Phillies won the series 4-1. The Phillies will face either the New York Yankees or the Los Angeles Angels. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 92 points. This is NPR News. Authorities in Pakistan say gunmen attacked an army vehicle in the capital, Islamabad, Thursday, killing two soldiers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which coincided with the army's offensive in the militant stronghold of South Waziristan on the Afghan border. More than 150 people have been killed in a spate of militant attacks in Pakistan over the past 3 weeks. For the second time in as many weeks, a blue whale has washed up on the Northern California coast. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more.
A 70-foot, 50-ton blue whale has been found on the shore near the city of Fort Bragg, about 170 miles north of San Francisco. A deep gash was found on the animal. Officials believe the propeller of a ship struck it. After examining the carcass, a marine biologist said it was likely the whale bled to death before being washed ashore. This is the second blue whale reported to have been killed by a ship's propeller along the coast this month. The first animal was found near Big Sur. Scientists are puzzled by the two incidents because blue whales are normally found in deep waters well away from the coast. Although the species is considered endangered, experts say it has recently made a comeback and now numbers several thousand. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Oil prices have hit new highs for the year. Benchmark crude for December delivery rose $2.25 to settle at $81.37 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials down 92 points at 99.49. The Nasdaq fell 12 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.